Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
One thing I talk about often during perimenopause and menopause is inflammation, and nutrition can play a major role there. Many women are getting far too many omega-6 fats and not enough omega-3s, but most people have no idea what their ratio actually looks like. That's one reason I personally trust Chronometer. It doesn't just track your food. It gives you detailed nutrient data, including your omega-3 intake and even your omega-3 to 6 ratio. That level of insight can help you become more intentional about the foods you're eating every day. Chronometer is accurate, easy to use, and far more comprehensive than many other nutrition apps. I love that I can look beyond calories and really evaluate nutrition quality, including protein, fiber, iron, and healthy fats, especially during this stage of life when nutrition becomes even more important. If you're ready to better understand your nutrition and make more informed choices, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you got to go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show.
Hey, what's going on, Klein and Ellie?
Are you ready?
Hello, Klein and Ellie, you little bitch.
Klein and Ellie, it's just okay.
Just don't let things bother you too much.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, what up, Klein and Ellie?
Whoa, sweet damn steak, did you see that?
Beautiful Klein and Ellie show. Let's get the show started. The show started. Show started.
We are live in Los Angeles. 3, 2, 1. And here we go.
I'm not crazy.
Lottery, lottery, lottery. Yeah.
It's not about that Monday, Tuesday. No one cares about Wednesday. Thursday. Forget that noise.
Are you ready for the weekend?
That's what I said.
Are you ready for the rear end? Are you ready for the weekend? Are you ready for the rear end? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, trash. Thursday, Friday, forget about that. Friday, Saturday, where's that? And Sunday, sleeping in.
Eating brunch.
At my Mars Volta.
It's a pubescence. I got a baby on the way.
This is Aria.
Joe's got skunk, Joe's got skunk.
The beach or hit the mall. Go out with friends, do nothing at all. Sleep in, watch movies, read books. Anything goes, just take a look.
Woo-hoo.
Are you ready for the weekend?
Yeah.
Are you ready for the rear end?
Go.
Are you ready for the weekend?
Yeah.
Are you ready for the rear end?
Go.
Are you ready for the weekend?
Yeah.
Are you ready for the rear end?
Go.
Are you ready for the weekend?
empty, the data bite.
It's Klein Alley Show.
106.7 KROQ FM in HD Pasadena, Los Angeles, Orange County.
The Sonic Pulse of Los Angeles.
This is the world famous K Rock.
Oh, hell yeah.
Thank God it's Friday.
Welcome to your weekend and good morning. We are Klein Alley Show. This is K Rock. You are stuck going into your job on a Friday morning. We can relate. A lot of people have decided that they're going to go ahead and take that four-day work week like we've been saying the world should officially accept. But here we are yet again on a Friday together.
I know it's hard.
It is difficult, but we will get through together because we've got more spots on the standby boarding list. We need your name so we can complete the standby boarding list and send you to Shaky Knees. People very disappointed that I've been saying it, Shaky Knees, because it was 1 week ago when Vanessa officially announced that you would be winning a trip to go to Atlanta, and she said you'd be going to Shaky Knees and Chatanta. And people were very excited about that opportunity. And people saying that they're not happy, Ali, that we're promoting it the right way.
Please, Vibs, morning crew. Okay, so it's been a week, and I just cannot get this out of my head. And it triggers every single time, Klein, you say Shaky Knees. I know you're promoting that music festival, Shaky Knees. All I hear is from a week ago when Vanessa was just like, sticking this.
That's the trip that you could be winning today. We have to get your name on the list, and all you got to do is keep listening. You'll have chances 9 a.m. and throughout the day, and then that list will be complete Monday morning. We will call someone and give them the good news that they'll be going through check-ins, and we'll make sure Vanessa calls and gives the good news, so you'll be very confused when you get that phone call.
She'll give you the good news, but then she'll write your name down correctly, we promise.
Yeah, and that's the difference between both of us.
And whenever you say it, I have to immediately say Shaky Knees, and thank you. It makes me laugh every time.
Well,
sweet knockers.
Just so you know, we're also saying the way she said it in our head, too. Every time I read it, I laugh to myself and go, Shaky Knees.
I can't even look at an old person anymore.
No. So anyway, we got a lot to look forward to this morning. If you're into it for the tickets, we'll make that happen for you. Also get you the Hollywood Bowl for some Smartless Live and some more of that limited edition Klein Alley Show merch, because I didn't realize there's a whole box of it in the back. In fact, hey, where's that shirt they sent in the other day? I didn't realize this. We have a very limited shirt, Allie. This is a one of one.
So far it is, we're demanding more.
I'm going to go ahead and kick off the show by showing you this right now. If you're not watching along on YouTube, you could be. This was amazing. 1 week ago when we did Johnny Doesn't Know Female Anatomy, he drew a picture, a sketch of part of the female anatomy. And this sketch has now made it officially onto a shirt, Allie. This right here, I want you and Omar to take a peek at this. This is Johnny's sketch that he drew on trying to figure out, I think, where the ovaries were.
That's crazy.
It was last Friday's drawing of what a vulva was.
Right. Well, the question was not about the vulva. You drew the vulva to try to figure something out.
The question was about the labia minora versus majora. So
right.
He was showing us the difference, which is what you see, the minora on the inside there and the majora on the outside. And then he even drew some little pubes.
Yeah, this is a one-of-one shirt. I don't know why this was put onto a t-shirt, but regardless, we're so glad it was.
Weirdly, it looks like a face.
And this is an extra large, so I just want you to know.
If you're going
to
make one, make it an extra.
Yeah, make it Johnny size.
It looks like a band t-shirt, a band called Vulva.
Yeah.
It does, actually. Like, this is the kind of shirt that Jake would wear in here.
I want it.
We'd say, what's wrong with you? And he'd go, I bought it at the merch tent, $50.
Is anyone going to Rufus Du Sol again? You should wear that.
Totally.
Yeah. We only had tickets for last night.
Well, so one of you should go back and wear the shirt around. Apparently, that's the theme of the show anyway. So there you have it. It's a one of one. So at some point today, I know it's hard for us to part with this because it's so limited, but this is as limited merch gets. I think we will give this away to someone who's listening to the show today. So be ready to claim your very own one of one vulva shirt.
Looks like my last ultrasound.
So,
I like that band, the Mars Vulva.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, anyway, we got that to look forward to, minus the joke Jake just made. But we have all of that to look forward to on the show today. And we'll kick things off with Julia Wolf, and then we'll get into some Ali Knows the News for a $500 Friday. That's all today on K-Rock. Hey, good news, bad news. We do have $500 up for grabs. If you want it, I recommend you get on the phones now, and you're ready to battle Ali. She did lose yesterday. Lost her first time in a while, and people love it when Ali loses. I didn't realize how happy it makes people.
They get very satisfied, because the longer I go on my streak, the more angry people get. And mm-hmm. I think it's like one of those Jeopardy winners where they're like, God, when will this loser lose? And then eventually it happens.
Yeah, and I appreciate how happy it made the rest of you.
Hey, I just wanted to say that it is so, so satisfying to hear Allie lose during Allie Knows the News. Oh, it's so good.
It is.
It's so good. Yum, 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 yum. It's so good. Bye.
There are certain things in life that are just satisfying to witness, and watching her lose her money. But you know what? Watching her lose on a $500 Friday is five times more satisfying.
That's even more yum, yum, yum.
So if you would like to call and play, and hopefully you're ready to beat her because you'll put everyone in a great mood and win $500 cash in the process, you can call now at 800-520-1067. That's the good news. The bad news, Allie, is that we have officially lost another listener.
Oh.
And this guy at least has a reason as to why. It's not because of anything we did this time.
Oh,
usually
okay.
It's something we did, but sadly, this is the call that we got yesterday. We're down another one.
This call is from an inmate at a correctional facility and will be recorded and may be monitored.
Hey guys, it's Mike from County Jail, Wisconsin. So I'm going to prison and I'm not going to be able to listen to your show every morning.
This is an inmate from the county jail that's now officially going off to prison, which I think means probably things didn't go well at his trial.
Yeah, so now he's, because jail's just kind of more temp situation,
yeah,
right? And prison is like, okay, you're serving your sentence, go to prison.
Right, so he is called to let us know that as he is officially making the move from jail to prison, we've lost another one, clearly a good guy, so.
And I'm not going to be able to listen to your show every morning with stuff, because you guys make it worth waking up every morning, and you just make it bearable. And I really appreciate you guys. You guys are hilarious. Allie's the funniest. And I'm glad I found your guys' show. And since this can't be used against me in the court of law, it was worth killing all those kids.
Oh my God. Jesus Christ.
Well, when you're right, you're right.
Hey, I'm not going to judge what that guy did. We forgive you,
because
I guess.
Because he listens to the show. You know,
it's funny. I think our goat line message does say this can be used against you. Anything you say can be on the air and can be used
right,
against
and
you.
And he just confessed.
And he just confessed to something. So I hope that's really.
Clearly lost already anyway.
I hope that's not what he's on trial. I would feel really, really bad if that's what he's there
Hold
for.
Hold on, though. You can't get a butt phone in prison?
Yeah, you can get a butt phone.
You can listen to the show in prison.
Yeah, there's a way to do it, I'm sure. But he's
just got to get on his knees and get some stuff in his cell.
Right, got to figure out what is going to be your thing. And then once he figures out his thing, he's going to have to trade for a radio. And people are going to be like, why do you want to trade for that?
Yeah, don't let your thing be radio.
Yeah, you could have a Fifi. You'd rather have a radio than a Fifi? Are you out of your mind, dude? Get your priorities in check. Anyway, that guy.
Do you want to F this sandwich bag, or do you want to listen to this morning?
I'm going to take the sandwich back 10 times out of 10
Me
every
too.
Time. No one's taking the radio. Can't F a radio. Terrible. We'll come back after this quick break. Your chance to battle Allie for $500. And I see people already on the phones from Redondo Beach and Southgate and Eastdale, Riverside. They all want Allie's cash. If you'd like to call and play, and you promise not to be a total dummy, 800-520-1067. A $500 Friday edition of Allie Knows the News is next.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
One thing I talk about often during perimenopause and menopause is inflammation, and nutrition can play a major role there. Many women are getting far too many omega-6 fats and not enough omega-3s, but most people have no idea what their ratio actually looks like. That's one reason I personally trust Chronometer. It doesn't just track your food. It gives you detailed nutrient data, including your omega-3 intake and even your omega-3 to 6 ratio. That level of insight can help you become more intentional about the foods you're eating every day. Chronometer is accurate, easy to use, and far more comprehensive than many other nutrition apps. I love that I can look beyond calories and really evaluate nutrition quality, including protein, fiber, iron, and healthy fats. Especially during this stage of life when nutrition becomes even more important. If you're ready to better understand your nutrition and make more informed choices, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
$500 Friday is finally here. If you're on the phone right now, you are that much closer to getting paid half a grand from that lesbian right there. If she loses, she pays you her money. Yesterday, she lost, had to give out $100. It's the first time she's lost in a while. Very satisfying to listen to. And hopefully we pay out. Hopefully she pays out again today.
Oh, we could keep it with we.
No, I like it being
you. Can all chip in.
There was a day that you...
$100 each?
Well, there was a day that you guys made me put up my money, and I did, and...
And it sucked.
I forget what happened, but I think that we didn't have to pay the people. Or if we do, I owe someone some money. But I don't think we did. I think the person lost that
day.
Yeah,
I think so.
We say good morning to Tommy right now, and there's a lot of people on the phone that want your money, so no one go anywhere, because if Tommy... falls apart or disconnects himself, then we'll have to move to someone else.
No, I'm not falling apart.
What's that, Tommy?
I'm not falling apart. Let's go.
All right, so here's the way it's going to work. And if you could, I don't know why we're getting a weird echo on you, but it's incredibly annoying because I know hearing my own voice sucks, and I apologize.
How about now?
That's my... I don't want to hear his twice. Tommy?
I'm going to put you back on.
We talked about this.
Well, Vanessa,
I know, right?
Apparently you didn't talk enough to Tommy.
No, you have no idea. I got mad and everything.
Well,
I did hear, when I was making my breakfast, I did hear her yelling at every single person on this
phone
line.
Let me ask you a question then. If you yelled at Tommy, how come you didn't go with Alfredo or David or Maya or Gilbert or
Gus? I yelled at everyone, but Tommy had the best personality and he was like sharp. I had to look at many factors.
All right. Some people accuse us of trying to only play the game with duds, hoping that Allie has a better chance of winning. And they think that we're screening for the dumbest possible person. Vanessa says she's actually trying to find the smartest
person.
She
is. And she does test questions to try and determine how smart this person is.
Tommy, we're going to try this one more time. For the love of God, I hope it works out. If not, we're moving on to someone else, okay?
Yes.
Oh, there we go. Crystal clear. Just how we like it. If you win Allie's money, we want to hear every decibel.
I'm open to trying one of the other idiots.
No. She said Tommy sounds the smartest. He got all the test questions right, which means that he's already overqualified to play a little Allie Knows the News. Allie's going to leave. You know the way it works around here. As soon as she gets her ass out of the K-Rock studios, you get to go. You're up first. Please answer these questions quickly, confidently, accurately. No cheating. If you're listening along, would you have beaten Allie and taken her money? Here we go.
Allie Knows the News.
There's a billboard on Sunset Boulevard that is creating quite a spectacle. For what reason, exactly?
A naked model.
Naked model. That does seem to stop traffic. We go to question number two. Once an accused murderer in a very public case, this woman is now doing comedy shows that she claims are honoring the person that she was accused of actually killing.
Oh, my God. I can't. Roseanne Barr.
It's a great guess. Question three. This K-Rock band has just launched their own complaint hotline so that people can bitch about anything and feel heard. And they actually are saying, as they're attempting to get people to call this hotline, no bitching too big, no whiny too tiny. Which band has launched a complaint hotline?
Green Day.
Go to question number four now. Two people have committed to spending $200 million to help save some critically endangered species. These are animals that there's only one or two of them left on the planet, and they're going to try to save them. Name one of the two people that has committed this $200 million.
Raptor.
And finally, question number five. Quite a soundtrack for this video game that is coming out on August 13th that includes Ozzy Osbourne, Metallica, White Stripes, Killers, Audioslave, and Paramore. 80 bands and 80 songs in total on the soundtrack of what video game coming out August 13th? Tommy, did we lose you?
No, I'm thinking...
This was the best of the bunch,
dude,
guys.
I don't play video games, man.
Yeah, I hear you.
I don't know video games.
That's a pass right there. It's funny because when you hear about how satisfying it is to hear someone take Allie's money, it's equally unsatisfying to hear someone crumble under the pressure. And for anyone on hold right now, or anyone who couldn't get through that knew the answers to these questions, I'm so sorry. Vanessa said Tommy was her. But we should, you know what we should do, Allie, just to make it more interesting? We should make a new rule. And I'll make this rule. Hey, if the person beats Allie, this is incentive for Vanessa and Johnny in the back that does the pre-screening of the contestants. If the person that you get on beats Allie, I will give you guys each money. Listen to this now.
This is not even incentive for me.
How is that not incentive?
Just because, look, we have this fight every day. There's nothing I can do. People are average smart.
People are average.
I don't want to call them stupid, but I don't.
But that's what you're doing.
Yes, because I'm like, guys, come on. And I also know you're not going to do that.
Of course I will. This is the incentive.
Pinky promise.
Pinky promise. If that's
how much money are you going to give them?
If you're paying out $100 and I like it when you lose, it'd be stupid for me to give them $100.
Why don't you give them 50, 25 each?
Yeah, 20, I'm kind of good with just a smoothie from across the 25 street.
25 each.
25, that's
25
bucks.
Anytime you guys are able to screen a caller the right way,
that, he'll buy you breakfast.
That beats Allie, I will buy you. You guys now have an incentive to find us better contestants.
Do you want to do that or not?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do it.
Great.
Wow, why was there even an argument about that?
I don't know.
Because we have...
There's so many variables into it.
We don't do this on purpose. We don't want to bet.
It feels like there's some sabotage happening in the
back. No sabotage.
Question one, Allie. Let's see. Allie could lose today. Who knows? This will start immediately.
It's kind of sounding like I won't.
If Allie loses today, then we'll start immediately with your first $25 for both of you. Question one, Allie. There's a billboard on Sunset Boulevard that's creating quite a spectacle. For what reason is this billboard?
There's somebody inside of the billboard.
Okay. He said naked lady, which is
it was a guy.
Interesting guess. But there is a man that is living inside of the billboard. It's part of a promotion for, I think, a new Netflix
The Last House,
movie
yeah.
or something. But he's actually living up there in this little room they built him on the billboard. And people are stopping and looking, and it's getting a lot of attention.
Great job. It should have been somebody like Jake.
So good on them.
Oh, man, I love
Jake,
that.
Jake would kill for the square footage of that billboard room. We go to question number two. Allie's up 1-0 early. That was a big news story. I don't know how this guy missed it, but Tommy did not get it. We go to question two now. Once an accused murderer in a very public case, this woman is now doing comedy shows that she claims are honoring the person she was accused of killing.
Oh, God. Amanda Knox? I know she was doing comedy.
That is the correct answer.
Yep.
And she's got some comedy show, I guess, at the Fringe Festival that's happening. And she claims that it's not in bad taste because she's honoring the woman that she was accused of killing. Even though I think her comedy show is called Cartwheels, which is what she was accused of doing in the police station after she was accused of murder. So there you go. That is correct as well. He guessed Roseanne Barr. So he is not on the board yet. Allie's up 2-0 as we go to question number three.
Wouldn't you want to see that, though? I mean...
I'd be curious to see
it. She's just such a weirdo.
Question three. This K-Rock band has just launched their own complaint hotline so that people can bitch about anything that they... and they want to feel heard. And they're saying that no bitching is too big and no whiny is too tiny. Which K-Rock band has launched their own complaint hotline?
I believe that is Queens of the Stone Age.
Oh, wow. You are so versed in the news right now. Tommy, Allie is off to a tear right now. Gotten three right. That is the correct answer. He guessed Green Day. Allie's right again, so she's up 3-0 to keep that World Cup spirit alive. And we go to question number four. Two people have said that they will give $200 million to try to save some endangered species. Critically endangered, they're called. Name one of the two people that has committed this $200 million.
Huh. It's probably Jeff Bezos' ex-wife. She's like a donator.
Oh, you think it's his ex-wife.
Well, she's donated billions of dollars.
You were so close. Jeff Bezos is one of the two people.
No way!
And Leonardo DiCaprio is the other good
person.
Oh, yeah,
he's the wildlife guy.
He likes saving young animals and young women. And we go to this final question. Not that it matters at this point, because Allie's pretty much run away with it, but let's see if she can get herself 4 out of 5 right, which is not a bad score on a Friday. Ozzy Osbourne, Metallica, White Stripes, Killers, Audioslave, and Paramore are all going to be on the soundtrack to what video game, which comes out August 13th?
Madden.
Wow, Madden. That's right. It's back, baby. Another year of Madden. Will the Madden curse continue? Allie got that right. Tommy had no answer. Tommy, what must you shamefully, shamefully, shamefully admit over the airways of K-Rock? Go ahead.
Man, those questions yesterday were easy. Today they were hard. But today, Allie knows the news.
There you go. Today, Allie knows the news. Right?
Do a playback on that.
I'm not doing a playback on that, Boomer. That's what
Craig
it was.
Craig the Boomer.
Do a playback on that.
No, no. Just one time, sir. Just one time for that song.
That's I would like that.
That's our Boomer from yesterday.
Well, it's my favorite brand of gas.
You gave us so many notable phrases.
Gen X.
Boomer.
Gen X. Go ahead.
The eight ball.
Wow. That is correct. The eight ball.
I was way before her.
He was arguing so much yesterday. There's so many calls on the GOAT line about that Boomer, and people said that there's something about the Boomers in Generation Wars where it always gets into some sort of an argument.
Hey, Greg, you never got anything right, okay? He was not first the both times he complained to you guys. So, yeah, he was full of it. All right. Enjoy your show. Thanks a lot.
There's people that couldn't believe that the Boomer was so stubborn, so frustrated,
and
so stubborn.
So
do a playback on that.
Like sure that he was right when he was so obviously wrong.
Yeah.
You know, even if you did listen to the playback, which we have at this point, he was never first.
Yeah. Well, here's this guy sums it up best in our Generation Wars from yesterday.
Oh my God! I'm driving for work right now, so I can't text in. But I just listened to Generation Wars for today, and oh my God, Boomer, Boomer, only a Boomer could be so wrong and so confident at the same time. It is insane how upset he got, and he was not even close. I just can't with these people. I gotta go. Yeah, I love you guys. Bye.
This show makes people feel lots of things. Let me ask you a question. I'm very sleep deprived now because last night my sister flew out because she is I'm a big crow head. She's a big crow head. She flew from the East Coast to go to this Counting Crows show tonight at the Hollywood Bowl.
And do you think that she's one of those people who's seen the Counting Crows a million times?
No,
like,
no.
Is she a groupie or anything?
No. Oh, okay. She's definitely not.
Do the crows not play in the East Coast?
I think she saw
just,
that.
Just wait a few days.
I told you I threw out an offer that was a fake offer to both of my sisters.
Because they don't
come out. It feels like, to be honest, this is a whole different thing that I'm probably going to have to deal with in therapy. It feels like I'm the only one making any efforts because I'm always traveling east to visit family.
You do
family,
travel a lot, yeah.
And there's no reciprocation happening.
We have that discussion in my family as well.
And they say to me constantly, like,
come visit.
I feel like you haven't seen the da-da-da. And I go, why don't you get on a goddamn plane and come this way? The planes go both ways.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always the one going back east.
And guess what? The weather's better here.
Yeah, right. And there's a million, there's just a million better things to do out here anyway.
And they have the ability to do that. They could afford it. They don't have anything hindering them from doing that.
Listen, it's never cheap to fly cross country with a family. And it's not like, I would say that none of them, I mean, she's a social worker, so I don't know I don't think that she's rolling in it. But the answer is.
No, they're rolling in it.
Oh, are they?
Social workers make bank, man.
But I'm just saying, regardless, it feels like I don't think she's been out here in 10 years, maybe.
Wow.
10 years? And that was, I'm sorry, how old is my kid? Not yet. Yeah, she came out to visit my first baby.
Whoa.
Now she's almost 10. Just to give you an idea, that's how long it's been.
And
so
do you think that it bothers you at all that now she's coming out just because she's getting something for free?
Yes.
Okay.
No, it doesn't bother.
And she's not bringing her family with her.
No, just her.
Just her.
And by the way, came out yesterday going back tomorrow.
What? She's not even staying the whole weekend?
No, back tomorrow.
And you guys get along?
No, not really. Well,
then there you go. She doesn't want to see you.
As kids, we didn't get along at all because she was the rule follower and she'd rat me out. And I was the rule breaker and I would be the one. They would try to do stuff and she would, and I would get away with it too. And then she would be the one that's like, hey, Dad, you're wondering who took a dump in your dresser. It was Kevin.
You did that?
At one point, yeah.
Whoa!
Why did you do that?
Yeah, what possessed you to take a dump in the dresser, man?
I think he took something away of mine or something.
Well, now you know where a bruiser gets it.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Yeah, didn't she pee on the floor?
Yeah, she. That's right, she did. Because damn. Because she got sent to a room.
Wow. that's insane.
Runs in the family.
But you know what? What brings you together but the Counting Crows?
Right. That's the thing. So I send out this invite and I said to both my sisters, hey, you guys haven't been out west in a while. If you'd like to come out, there's a show of a band that I know you guys like, and I'm sure I can get good seats. And I was wrong about that. I had to buy the stupid seats. Couldn't get them.
In your defense, you would think that you would be able to get amazing seats for the Counting Crows.
The amount of tickets we get offered on a regular basis.
It's not like these are sold out in 5 minutes or anything like that.
I turned down great seats to great shows
so many times.
Every week. I mean, every week. And then finally, there's a thing I want to go to. And I can't get tickets. I gotta go. I gotta buy them. And not by the way, not face value buy them. Like
buy
aftermarket buy them. So she comes out. Here's the real question. So she was supposed to get in yesterday at 9 o'clock at night, which is frustrating and annoying. But also, I'm still awake at 9 o'clock at night. She texts me from the airplane, and she says the pilot just said we are 32nd in line for takeoff because there was only one runway operational from JFK. So the pilot goes, just so you know, because you know sometimes they'll do that. We're third for takeoff or we're fifth for takeoff. Flight attendants sit down, we're number two. 32nd for takeoff. Why even announce that to the plane?
No, just don't even tell people.
So she's on.
How much of a delay is that?
2 hours. 2 hours.
Oh, my God.
2 hours on the runway before they even take off for them the 6 hours.
Just go back. Save your spot in line.
And I think that she had said that had it been another 15 minutes, they would have been forced to get off the plane.
Oh, my God.
So she ends up going, good news, we got off. I said, when are you landing? She says, 11. We land at LAX at 11. And then from LAX, you know, best case scenario, she's got to, I'm not picking her up. So it's best case scenario, she's got a shuttle bus over, get an Uber. It's going to be another 45 minutes to get to the valley.
Oh, no, she's not getting airplaced till 1 in the morning.
So she says ETA is just before midnight. That's what she says. No check luggage.
You're like, that's what you think.
And I said, at that point, what is my obligation to wait up? She's never been in my house. She didn't know. You know, she didn't know.
Absolutely no obligation whatsoever. You have an early morning job. You're in the middle of your work week. She can let herself in and plop down on a bed or a couch.
She wouldn't know where anything was.
I don't care.
Yeah,
text her about it in the morning. Have your wife show her.
She took an Ambien already.
No, but I mean in the morning.
She said, one of us needs to stay up and let her in, and I just took an Ambien. So I was like, God damn, it's me again. Stupid Ambien thing. Get you every
so
time.
You have to give her a freaking house tour?
Not a tour. I said, all right, here's my plan. It was a stupid plan. I fell asleep at like 9:30 like normal, and then I set my alarm to wake up at 11.
That's horrible.
And then I woke up. She was there.
You should have taken a dump in her dresser.
Oh, man, I want to. Sadly, it's my room, so it's my dresser, but it'll backfire.
She'll do it anyway.
Yeah. I'm doing it anyway.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized, interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
One thing I talk about often during perimenopause and menopause is inflammation, and nutrition can play a major role there. Many women are getting far too many omega-6 fats and not enough omega-3s, but most people have no idea what their ratio actually looks like. That's one reason I personally trust Chronometer. It doesn't just track your food. It gives you detailed nutrient data, including your omega-3 intake and even your omega-3 to 6 ratio. That level of insight can help you become more intentional about the foods you're eating every day. Chronometer is accurate, easy to use, and far more comprehensive than many other nutrition apps. I love that I can look beyond calories and really evaluate nutrition quality, including protein, fiber, iron, and healthy fats, especially during this stage of life when nutrition becomes even more important. If you're ready to better understand your nutrition and make more informed choices, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Hey, Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. We'll get into some ADD news in a moment, then a brand new hour will officially begin. We have for you tickets so you can go to the Hollywood Bowl for Smartless Live. Also, if you're a teacher and you're about to go back to work full time because the school year is officially beginning, want to find out what is the most unteacher-like thing you did this summer? You can be anonymous. We had a lot of people hitting us up on the DMs on Instagram and letting us know some things that they will not go on the air and discuss, but that they did have a very unteachery summer. It's always interesting when you learn about what teachers do outside the classroom. Sometimes they have some real extracurricular activities, and we'll hear your stories coming up next hour on K-Rock. But first, this.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
Getting pulled over is never fun. Maybe you're one of those people who is really good at getting out of tickets. I'm not one of those people. And neither is this guy who tried to blame his Tesla for speeding when he was going, I think, a little over 20 miles over the speed limit.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
A little fast.
I wasn't driving. That's assessed driving, autopilot, sir.
You're in charge, though. So I need to see your driver's license.
I'm in charge, but I wasn't driving.
Oh, man.
So his argument is my car was driving for me. Right. I was not in charge. And you can, because I got a loaner one time that had this, and you can do like a hurry mode that will speed. And you can set the speed. It will speed a little bit, but if you want to set the speed, you can. And you can set it for 20 miles over the speed limit if you want to. But whoa. Again, that's you.
Aren't you still legally not supposed to do that? Like, I know that the cars can do that. But I'm surprised that
feature's available.
Yes, I'm amazed that there's even a hurry up mode that will speed. It will go, I think, about 7 to 10 miles over the speed limit.
Which is kind of the acceptable range. As a society, we've all accepted that anything kind of under 10 miles over is still not speeding. Right?
And it will also kind of bob and weave through traffic, which is be like, this person's slowing me down. I'm going to go around them. Yeah, it's kind of nice, but it is a little scary. But if you get pulled over, it is your fault.
So doesn't matter. You're in the driver's seat. You can blame the car all you want, but.
But how can we sort out this problem, sir? I wasn't.
Do you have a driver's license?
I do, sir.
How do we sort out this problem? You hand me your driver's license. That's how we sort this out.
You're going to pay a fine, you're going to get some points, and then you get to go to comedy traffic school on a Saturday.
I love the person who doesn't have the other hand. They're like, let's work this out.
Yeah.
It's like, you've got nothing.
The car doesn't have a driver's license. I need to see your driver's license.
But I can't get like anything like involved because this is, wasn't me, sir. I was here.
You're missing the point. You are driving.
I'm not whether driving. You turn this it is a sus driving, and I was sitting
sir,
here.
Sir, whether
this,
you turn this, it over this, to the this, car doesn't matter.
This went on for quite a while.
This is like every conversation we have with Jake. It's just so frustrating.
And then you're like, are we in the same conversation here? Because, and then there was another incident with a Tesla. This is also the Tesla's fault and not the driver.
Tonight, a trail of destruction in a Southern California neighborhood after police say an out-of-control Tesla crashed through a brick retaining wall and into homes.
He had to be going at least in the Tesla. You know, they're quick. Must have been going 100 miles an hour.
Again, car's fault.
Car. Blame the car.
How are we going to work this out, guys? I went into a brick wall. Could happen to anybody.
It's the one benefit of this robot takeover. I know it's going to cost us a lot of jobs, and probably eventually it's going to take over society. But for the time being, we have the ability to now start blaming robots for things.
Yeah, pretty great.
Not our fault.
Your cereal's about to get lamer. Kellogg has announced that they are getting rid of artificial dyes in all of their cereals by the end of the year. So you got to buy up all those brightly colored Fruit Loops now. And Apple Jacks, while you still can, even though Apple Jacks suck. They were originally going to do this by the end of next year, but they're a year ahead of schedule. I thought we had more time. And if you've ever had some of those naturally flavored cereals, like I've bought the Trader Joe's versions and stuff like that, they're passable, but something is off about the flavor because it's not what you grew up with.
Right. The neon red of the Fruit Loop in its traditional way was the greatest. When it's been colored by beet juice.
It was like a bat signal for us.
Sure, it's better for you, but man, there's something about it. It's just not nearly as cool.
Yeah, I know. And then finally, Madden 27, the soundtrack has been released. This is coming out next week, I believe. But if you are obviously a fan of K-Rock artists, you'll be happy with the soundtrack because you've got Metallica, you've got Ozzy Osbourne, you've got Lamb of God, 311 Audio Slave, you've got The Killers, you've got Incubus, you've got Macklemore, who I think everyone's excited about.
Yeah.
I mean, Paramore is on here, The Paradox is on here.
Great soundtrack.
Gnarls Barkley?
No, all right, you got that going.
Very
for you.
Exciting. Fatboy Slim. Motorhead, DMX, Lil Wayne.
That Madden curse, I think, is what took out Ozzy officially, because that Madden curse has been going strong for years.
Now, what is the curse exactly?
Well, for years, it used to be whoever was on the cover of Madden, whichever player would get on the cover would end up getting some usual season-ending injury that would happen like 2 weeks in or something, and all of a sudden their leg would snap in three pieces, and it was like, well, and it was going on, I don't remember how many years in a row it was, it's probably been a while since it happened, but I think players got to a point where it was a great honor to be on the cover of Madden. And I think they stopped wanting to be on the cover because they were taking the curse was getting taken so seriously.
So who's on the cover this year?
I think that's someone. I don't know if they've released it yet. To be honest, I don't know.
I saw someone from the Bears. Can't tell who's
I don't know. I mean, I would think who's the biggest star in the NFL right now? It's clearly that Chargers quarterback's new fiance.
They should put her. It says Caleb Williams is going to be
on. Oh, okay. So, yeah. I guess that guy should get a life insurance policy ASAP. We get into a brand new hour of the show, and we do that right at this exact moment on K-Rock. Oh, hold on.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
One of the biggest things I see? Most women are not getting enough fiber. Especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber, because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.